Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy of the Baltimore Sun. John, we're right on the eve of the Republican convention, and it should be quite an interesting one. Tell us what you're looking for nationally and in terms of Maryland.
I mean, I'd go beyond interesting and say that I think it's going to be unusual. Obviously, you know, one of the factors playing out at the national level is there aren't a lot of elected Republicans or party leaders that are going to even show up at the convention, let alone speak at it. And so Donald Trump has had to find some unusual speakers, some celebrities, a lot of members of his family will be speaking, sports figures and so forth. So that, you know, that's an interesting dynamic that's playing out on one level. That actually could be helpful in some ways. It's sort of an anti-establishment move, and so you know, we'll have to see how voters respond to that. You know, locally, I think it's interesting that you do have sort of this new, some new blood, some new Republicans from the state that will be going as part of the delegation. You know, usually these are state lawmakers and so forth that are going from the districts. But in this case, you know, it's a lot of people we haven't heard much from before. So that's sort of something I'm watching, is this new energy that may be coming into the Republican Party in Maryland.
John, do you think that the Republican establishment wants Trump to win?
I think that's a great question. I think there are obviously some who are more quiet about that than others, and others who perhaps are more supportive. I think there's a real division there. I do think, you know, there is obviously Hillary Clinton on the other side, and that is something that binds both of these camps together, right? That pro-Trump and anti-Trump, is there is sort of a general dislike for the Democratic nominee. And so I think this may be an opportunity for Trump to try to coalesce those forces by sort of highlighting and criticizing Hillary Clinton.
Well, maybe he will help himself with his running mate selection. We're going to find out about that today, right?
Right. So the talk as of this morning is that Trump is going to pick Indiana Governor Mike Pence. He's an interesting selection. Former congressman, has a lot of experience in government, kind of counterbalances Trump a little bit on sort of the showman side of things, and is very well respected in conservative groups. And so we'll get a formal announcement today, but that's certainly where the speculation is right now. And what this does, this selection of the vice presidential candidate, it sort of is the kickoff of the convention period, right? People will start tuning in, starting with this announcement today. Obviously, we go through the convention next week, and then the candidate hopes to get a little bit of a bump or a bounce in the polls following that as Democrats prepare for their convention in Philadelphia.
Well, John, as things go along, we'll have more clarity, and we'll talk again. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.